All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. This one's from Marley in Cincinnati. Marley writes, I'm a 28-year-old female, and my 52-year-old married boss gave me a down payment on my first house, and he hooked me up with a line of credit at a furniture store. He's in a wheelchair because his left leg was crushed in a car accident, but he is in physical therapy and is expected to walk again. He says it is just a kind gesture because he sees great potential in me. He's never flirted with me or been inappropriate before. Am I to believe he's just being kind, or is this a test to see if I can be bought? CLO, what you got?
Why would a man, why? Mm-hmm. Give you a down payment on a house, mm-hmm, and furniture? Mm. What? Mm.
She said it right here. He said it was just a kind gesture, Steve, because he sees potential in her. No, it's right there.
Tommy, Junior, when the last time you been that kind? Yep.
You buying houses?
I'm pushing it with dinner.
Oh, wow.
I have 28-year-old employees. That ain't happening.
What, Steve? CLO, what'd you say?
I have 28-year-old employees. That ain't happening.
No.
If I buy a house,
what?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Furniture. If I buy a house?
A house. You getting cribs?
Wait a minute.
Down payment.
Even if I'm just putting a down payment down. If I do the down payment?
No, Tommy. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting the furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he gets out of that wheelchair, it's on, huh?
I'm over there.
Okay.
When I roll,
he's gonna drag that badass leg right over there.
Yeah, he ain't waiting for nothing.
No.
Well, girl, why does she accept that? She needs to know that.
No, she accepted it.
And this is her married boss.
Thank you.
I know we're going to put them ramps all over this house where I want them. We're going to have the ramps everywhere.
Let me say this to you. I bet his wife don't know he did this kind gesture.
I bet you she doesn't. I bet you she doesn't. All right, we're moving on. Mercedes in the DMV says, my husband and I went to Destin a week ago, and we hung out with some vacationers at our hotel bar. The next night, my husband said he was going to get ice, and he didn't return for 2 hours. I was worried to death and went to the bar but didn't see him. He said he ended up going to the hotel next door for drinks with the guys, and his phone died. I noticed he was not wearing underwear when he got back, but I'm not sure if he'd been like that all day. It's still bothering me. Should I push the issue?
Let me ask you something.
Stupid.
You can push it, but you ain't gonna get nothing.
He good. He locked on his answer.
Oh yeah, because the no draws. What?
We at
I didn't
the beach.
Put none on. You know, I peed on myself a little bit and I threw him in the trash. We're gonna do anything. You ain't got to worry about that right there.
That's simple. You next can fix door. That.
Oh, that no draws ain't nothing. No draws ain't nothing. It's when you come home with just one leg in your drawers.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is bunched up on the side of your hip and it's making a knot in your pants. That's when you got problems, partner.
But you wear underwear every single day.
So we on vacation.
Yes.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah.
See that?
Listen to the lie.
I know.
No. We on vacation. I go commando on vacation.
You don't wear underwear on vacation? What is that?
Okay, see, we off the underwear, so what else you got?
Well, why did you pack the underwear?
You're not gonna
why
flip
did you pack
this.
Them? Pack them since you don't wear them on
I here. Pack the underwear because when we travel.
Perfect. I thought you said you didn't wear
them.
And why are you getting all mad? Why are you yelling?
Why is you asking me about this underwear?
Don't try to turn this around.
He's trying to flip it. You see that, right?
See, first of all, y'all harping on the wrong thing. He went to get ice.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come back
lie.
For hours. But he went next door to some dude's hotel to drink. Mm-hmm. What?
Right.
See, that's why, ladies, y'all harp on the wrong piece of issue. It's these draws y'all concerned about.
Yeah.
You gotta nail him down to what hotel, who, and what bar.
Okay. Mm.
And where's that ice bucket you left?
Where's that ice bucket? Come on, Jay.
And let's go back over to the bar. Let me go. Let's go back over. We're going to get
and what hotel you in where you, well.
We're going to be up all night. Cause we're
I got ready
to
say, what hotel you in where you got to go get ice? But
that's every hotel, rich man.
Yeah.
He is. That's why he stopped himself.
It's in there before he get in there.
I did stop. I went, well, okay.
Well, never mind.
All right, I forgot they have ice machines on floors.
Oh, this rich moment you had.
Moving on.
We got ice the other time.
Isabel, yeah, they got problems. Isabel in Paradise Island says, I'm 26 years old and I'm dating a guy that lives in Miami. He's in medical sales and he visits the office I work in monthly. He's the first white guy I've ever dated, so I had some reservations. He met my parents, and they love him. But I have a problem because when he's at my office, he acts like he doesn't know me. He said it's best to keep personal and work life separate. He also never invited me to Miami, and we have been dating 6 months. Am I just a fling when he comes to work here?
Mm. Yeah. And you're not coming to Miami. Mm. Yeah, you ain't.
You might meet his wife.
Huh? What'd you say?
What'd you say?
I said, and you're not meeting his parents.
Hell.
She's in the Bahamas. She's at Paradise
Island. See, listen to me. It don't mean nothing he meet yours, ladies. Mm-hmm. It's when he take you to meet his mama. Mm-hmm. It's when the deal is getting sealed. Mm-hmm. You just a thing he do when he come to the islands.
Okay.
That's all. You the island
six
girl.
6 months. Yeah, 6 months.
And you ain't coming to Miami. Because he got a whole nother life in Miami.
Yeah, and a wife and all that.
He already in the office acting like he don't know your ass.
Right.
Gosh. Oh, man.
Woo. Get out of that mess. All right. Well, thank you, CLO.
You're welcome.
Thank you, CLO. Hopefully, you know, the writers will take heed. They'll listen to what you have to say. Good, great advice as always. Coming up next, The Nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.